What up, man? It is Saturday, October 3rd. Thank you, N6 Chunks, man, for that intro. Hammering them strings. We got some stuff going on today, fellas. It's 7:15 in the morning. I don't know what time you're hearing this. But, you know, I got some going on today. I'm going to go over into Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
We're going to go over to Wisconsin. I got to drive up to the northern part of Wisconsin. I got to pick some stuff up, do a little bit of work.
Do some things.
And, you know, I'm not really looking forward to it. I'm going to be honest. You know, your boy Love's going to be honest about the whole
situation.
I'm not really looking forward to it. I got to drive through some areas that have some cold memories. And true to form, I'm not really looking forward to it. I don't know if a lot of you guys have had to move or relocate to start anew. We'll be driving through one of them damn areas where it's just filled, ripe with, a lot of good stuff, too. So I'm not just focusing on the bad shit, too. It's the good stuff. You get nostalgic. It's like playing your old console. You know what I mean? Boots is looking at me like you are looking like you're getting dressed to leave. Yeah, I do. I got my slippers on. I got my house shoes on right now. I mean, you know, I'm around the house. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. What do you expect me to be wearing? A fucking suit? So, I don't know. What do you guys got going on for this weekend, man? I know I'm going to play some games here later today. Rocking some Destiny 2. Shaking off the memory lane, you know? It's about 2 hours there. Yeah. About an hour there, 2 hours there, you know, about two back. So you know what? I got just about 6 hours of my Saturday, and then it's Sunday tomorrow. Soulful Sunday comes with a, I don't know. Maybe talk about some other stuff, some other wank I got going on off the brain, off the. I don't know. I might throw a little Twitter poll out there to see if some people want to hear some certain aspects. Yeah, I'm all over the place. Left field, right field, touchdown, first down. I mean, however you want to put it. That's your boy. Laos. 38 degrees today when I woke up. 38. Frost advisory, all this. And then all of a sudden, hey, it's raining. I'll take the rain. At least it's not in the snow. I'm not ready for the snow, souls. Good people of the hard talk life. I am not ready for the snow. I'm getting nestled in though. I'm pulling out the extra blankets, right? You got the candles out, you know, because you can't have the window open. I mean, you can, you know, if you want your ass to look like a popsicle, then you can. I mean, that's still a thing. Got a couple audio clips to record. What else do we have for Sunday? Probably should do some adult, you know. Probably should do some laundry, some dishes. Listen, I'm not telling you guys anything new. Most of you guys are doing 100, 200 times the adult that I'm doing. So, yeah, it's kind of giving you a little bit of an update here as to what's going on. What I got planned. Maybe some cold adult beverages. Some cold adult beverages. Maybe I'll get a couple of those. Maybe I can link up with some. You know, I stopped at some streams last night. A couple I spoke in, a couple I didn't spend a whole lot of time in there. Just to see where I sat with my enjoyment level. You know, it was nothing against the creatives. It's the games. I literally went down my list and everybody's playing the exact same three games. And so it really was kind of a question of who do you pick, right? You want to go to a mall. But by the time you get to like the third dude or the fourth chick, you've kind of mulled over the same visuals in each one, you know. It's Modern Warfare, it's Among Us, it's this fans phobia. I don't even know how to fucking pronounce the game, but some sort of horror fucking shit. I don't know. So I got bored. I got bored. Then I left and watched a movie. Kick back with the poots, the cheeky booze. I don't know where the hell she went now. She's been just a piss and vinegar all morning. Right, 5 a.m. she started. She's standing by the door. Again, crying at the door. Like, no. I don't know what she does. I don't know why she does that. She just like, but then you open the door, she won't go out there. She wants to see what's on the other side of the door. And then she's content. So if you just walk over, open the door, let her peek out, close the door, she'll shut up. But yeah, I don't know. Left work early. I took a couple hours off, kind of split out of there a little bit early. Was pretty tired, man. I was solo guy in an area for pretty much the whole week. So that entire workload kind of fell on me. So, you know, the elbows, the old man-itis was kicking in. It was one of those deals. I was just like, I've shouldered enough for these folks. It's time to go. We got to get to the house. We got to have an adult beverage. We got to do some things. I mean, I wasn't really doing anything like super important. I was just doing things. It was better than shouldering a bunch of stuff. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm sure you do. I'm sure a lot of you got a lot of probably harder jobs than what I got. But I'm in my 40s. I'm trying to cool down. I'm not trying to do all that chiseling concrete and shit. Like, listen, I'm trying to extend life, not shorten it on some macho bullshit. Like, I'm a bricklayer. I know, and you got arthritis, so have a good day. You know what I'm saying? Checking out some YouTubes this morning as I had my coffee. Seeing some of these guys that I know, some of these people that you know, I used to watch for content wise, are starting to push into the YouTube realm just a little bit heavier and a little bit harder. And I see a lot of them too are also on the fence. They're not quite sure if they're gonna, or if they want to, or if it's up to snuff. I mean, the barrier of entry sometimes YouTube being pretty harsh. Pretty harsh to get into. But I'm happy. I'm happy for those creatives that have finally started getting into that. Every Tuesday I check out my man N6 Chunks. He's got a vlog going on. He's got this new thing going on where he's making like a Frankenstein guitar riff. I don't know, I was watching the VOD. It's like you just have to check him out on Twitter if you're curious what it is. It's like 30 days of recording a track, and then it's all gonna get like smashed into one big. I'll let him explain it to you, but you know, just checking out some YouTube stuff again as I go off the fucking rails here. My thoughts just start jumbling together like a peanut butter and ham sandwich. But yeah, seeing a lot of creatives that are kind of hesitant to jump into the YouTube space because they feel like they have to hit this proverbial bar. Listen, if you're listening to this, you've probably listened to a bunch of different episodes. You've heard the audio change. You've heard me speak about it. You've heard I've got feedback on problems that I've had with the podcast. It was the same in streaming. It was the same when I was a digital arts and effects creative, when I was creating commercials and doing documentaries and shooting video for people. And you're going to make mistakes. Matter of fact, you're going to make a lot of mistakes because mistakes are improvement. And so you need that. You need that, you know, like I like always like to say, and I don't care about the history buffs that are going to be in the audience. They're going to be like, that's not true. Imagine if Christopher Columbus would have never left the dock, right? Just think about that. Imagine if you never decided to jump into the pool, the unknown. You didn't know how to swim, but sooner or later you learned. You didn't know how to walk, but sooner or later you learned how to stand upright. You weren't crawling around the floor. You're still not crawling around the floor, right? Where'd you lose that? Your adult brain. So your adult brain is kicking in. And all of a sudden, of course, right when I get into it, my phone's got to ring. Hold on. We're back. So your adult brain's kicking in, right? It's slowing down. Don't call me again, okay? Not today. I don't know who's calling me now, but I'm not taking it, okay? But your adult brain's kicking in, and it's getting in the way. Rationale, right? Do you remember when you were a kid and you were out riding your bike or your skateboard or something, you know, and you guys were out front of the yard. You're building the little ramps. I don't know. Maybe kids don't do that no more. But you would send it and see what happened. And sometimes you failed. Sometimes you were very successful and it felt great. But you were fearless, right? And it seems the older that we get, the more fearful we become. See, we're more conscious of the things that we have learned and the repercussions due to some of those things that we had tried, right? I mean, relationships, professional work. I mean, you know, the older you get, you call it a professional. When you were a kid, you just said, I did that. You know what I mean? So a lot of that adultness gets in the way of a lot of creative people, artists, video workers, singers, right? I don't know if this song's good, you know? I mean, I don't know if the, you know, people are going to like it. Who cares, right? Because there's probably like maybe 5, 10, 15, 20, 100,000 people in your audience that will like it. There might be 10,000 that don't like it. I can tell you right now there's 10,000 people out there that don't like me. But it doesn't mean I'm going to cease to be me, right? Do you see what I'm saying? And you're not going to cease to be you. There's some aspects of you that you refuse to change, right? Maybe you like to put hairspray in your hair. Maybe hairspray is not cool right now. But fuck it. You ain't got no gel. So again, I think that creatives, people going into YouTube, people getting into streaming, their adult brain's getting in the way. They're overthinking. They're one swing away from hitting a home run. And to be honest, I think that one swing is your brain. You're overthinking the situation. You're over-preparing. See, it was a thing that I started out when I started streaming. I was overdoing it. I was overdoing the video intros. I was mulling over my overlay and what I wanted to look like. And my adult brain wanted it to be what it wanted it to be. And when that happens, it stays a thought, right? In that the YouTube video never happens. The live stream never happens. The podcast never happens. That pencil and paper, that picture never happens because you never send it. You just mull over it. You're just stuck in adult mode. So I don't know. Maybe for Saturday, man, if I can give somebody some snip of advice. Shut the adult brain off. Send it. Okay? Send it. And at worst, send it. And maybe pass it around to your friends. Maybe pass it around to a few confidants or a loved one or something. Get some feedback from another set of eyes. Maybe, hey, take a look at this. What do you think? Well, that's a little this, is a little that. Cool. Don't take it to heart, right? Don't be like, oh my God, it just insulted me. No, nitpick. Pick parts off. Have you ever had a cupcake? I hate frosting. I fucking hate frosting. I wipe the frosting off. Doesn't mean the whole cupcake sucks. Just means the frosting. So it's an analogy of when you're getting this feedback, right away the brain wants to go, oh, it's shit. The adult brain wants to go, scrap that. No. Pick the pieces off of your criticism, of the things that people are giving you as feedback. and use some of that. Don't have to internalize it. You have to externalize that into the project. Shut the adult brain off. I don't know. Sorry for coughing in your ear. But that cold weather, just ran out to get some stuff out of my truck. And every time I go out to the cold weather, I come back in with this like shallow cough. I don't know what the hell that is. I think it's that cold air. Matter of fact, I know it's that cold air because it's brisk, man. I'm fucking 30. But yeah, no, I hope that some people hear it. Some people can realize that, you know, you are squandering your own potential because of your adult fears, experiences. Let me change that. Let me harper it back to perspective. All right? It's all about perspective. And as we get older, our perspectives change. What we deem to be acceptable or perceive to be professional, what we perceive to be clean, what we perceive to be dirty. It's a matter of life experiences dictating perceptions. And for some odd reason, it seems to be in the creative community now because the bar, I believe, because the bar is so high, the level of production.
Well, you got to have the perfect lighting. You got to have the perfect f-stop.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Because some of the best videos that I watch on YouTube are people that pick up their goddamn phone and start recording. Because it's real. It's raw. It hasn't been mulled over. You can tell. You can tell they're probably still uncomfortable. But they're sending it, man. They're making it happen. And there's a couple people that I watch YouTube. That, you know, some of their Instagram stuff too. You watch them progress. They are evolving. They you know, maybe they might get a new app and it improves, you know, but they're not shitting over it. They're not just sitting there mulling over it. They're actually getting out there and they're doing it. And I have more respect for that than nothing ever happening. Now, maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm a freak of nature. I don't know. But I mean, to me, it's important. It's about perspective. It's about changing your perspective. And I'm not telling you to change your perspective. I'm just saying, look at it. Okay. Suggestions, always suggestions, folks. Take a look at how you're looking at it, right? Internal reflection. Am I being a little bit too standoffish with myself? And something that I'm trying to create. Am I holding myself back? Am I denying myself an opportunity? Again, if you never stood up, you never fell down. But you're probably standing right now. So, you know, harper that into your content. Remember, your childhood brain is still there. It's still there. It's been dumbed down. It's been silenced. And as I'm about to go adult, what time is it? 7:30. It's 7:30. We got to be out of here by 8. Got to do the proverbial shit, shave, shower, get some petroleum in El Truco, and then get to driving. Get to boot scooting. Or, I don't know, wasn't that a country song? Boot scoot, boot. I don't know what the hell it was. I remember it was on the radio, I don't know, 20 years ago or something. Booting and scooting, or I don't know what the hell it was. I heard it sometime in Illinois or Iowa. Whatever. Now you see, there you go. Off on a tangent. Talking about irrelevant shit. Started playing around with some more stuff for the podcast, man. Started doing some other stuff. Thinking about throwing some clean episodes up on YouTube. The community gave me some feedback on Twitter poll. Seemed by and large, a couple people would rather I keep it short clips. Some people said, majority of the stakes said, yeah, throw it up on YT. The only reason why I was hesitant is because, to be honest, I've kind of done that whole YouTube thing. Now, I wasn't like, Jesus, Mr. Success, you know, But the process, I've been through the process. I know the process, so it wouldn't be too hard for me to get into it. Maybe, you know, edit some videos, do that kind of stuff. This stuff's easy for me. That workflow is easy for me. It just feels like you're revisiting an ex-girlfriend right there. And so I don't know. Maybe I'm going to play with the recipe. I'm definitely going to give, you know, part of the community what they were looking for. Some people wanted some video. That's cool. We will do it. But I might change the style. And I'm going to start messing with it. I'm going to start playing with it. I'm going to switch it up. Now I have some ideas. It might take me a little while, a couple weeks, month. I don't know. But I am going to start playing with it. So that's just an update. So what we're going to do, we're going to go for a drive for about 4 hours, get some work done. We'll be back later on with some Destiny 2. I want to get some stuff going on. We got Season of Loss coming out on the 6th. Should be fun, man. Maybe I can link up with a couple of you guys. If not, check me out. Twitter.com/LostSoulBrand. You know what I mean? Maybe we can link up. We can hit the DMs. I don't even care if you follow. Hit the DMs. One thing you should follow, though, is this podcast. Checking out the analytics. I don't know where the ladies are. Maybe the ladies don't like me. I don't know. Only 4% of our audience makes up for the female alignment, according to the statistics and analytics. Thank you, 4% ladies, man. Much appreciated. It means there's some people out there with some open minds, not just swinging between the thighs. What the fuck? Anyway. Thank you again, guys, for the people that have moved your subs over from Twitch over to the platform. I appreciate it. Thank you for the new people that have joined the podcast. I, again, appreciate it. The opportunity, the 20 to 30 minutes that I get to join your life, I get to be in your head for a second. Hopefully, I can mention some things and talk about some things that I got going on. And so, yeah. Remember your dull brain. Remember that it's perspective on Saturday. Peace, love, and chicken grease, man. And as always, fellas, ladies, be good to yourself. Be good to others. I'm going to catch y'all real soon.